Jim Alistair from the TUV. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. So rather than rehearse the conversation that you and I have had over many days now, is there anything you can offer this morning that might help unite Northern Ireland? Those people who do support both Sinn Féin and for those people who support the DUP, is there anything that might unite this country rather than divide it that you could offer this morning?
I think the positive that comes out of yesterday is potentially this, that if it brings us closer to the dawning realisation that this system is incapable of working. In fact, this system is the very system that has perpetuated the them and thus philosophy of politics, because it creates a system where each community feels we must vote for this party to keep the other party down.
It lasted for a long time, Jim Alistair, and it was surely better than what went before.
Well, sorry, Stephen, if you ask me a question, then you must allow me the time to answer it. Now, you ask me a question, is there any hope out of this? There is hope out of this. If we realise that this system, its own construction, contains the seeds of its destruction, because it created the perfect climate for what we've seen in the last 13 months, the politics of ransom. Because you can't form a government without both the DUP and Sinn Féin. That's the product of the system. And therefore, that delivers to each a opportunity to hold the country to ransom. And Sinn Féin took it, held the country to ransom for the last 13 months on their demand, saying there'll be no government unless you agree to our demands. And I'm glad that the DUP in the end didn't pay the ransom. But the point I'm drawing out of this is that the system is such that it guarantees the politics of ransom. And if that's the only form of devolution we can get, then it's never going to work. Particularly when you factor into it that one of those parties doesn't in the first place want Northern Ireland to work. So a system that bestows upon them the right to hold everyone else to ransom,
Sinn Féin, of course,
is patently never going to work. So forget it. If this is the only system of devolution we can have, forget it. It's never going to work. And the only other place, therefore, we can get government from is Westminster. So let's have it. If we can't fix the system at Stormont, and that requires structural change, then forget about Stormont.
Well, nationalists are never going to buy that, are they? They're going to want an input from the Irish government, and then there's another huge row.
No, let's be very clear.
Simon Coveney, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, is telling RTE Morning Ireland this morning there's no appetite to move towards direct rule.
Well, let's be clear. Nationalists need government as well as unionists. Nationalists need their schools provided for, their hospitals provided for, as much as I or anyone else does. So we all need a budget. We all need institutions that work.
And if the Irish government are co-guarantors,
if
the Irish government are co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement, then what input do they have in this direct rule that you want?
Well, let's be very clear. That's already laid down in stone in the British-Irish Agreement of 1998. And I've heard a lot of nonsense talk today on other parts of the BBC about the role the Dublin government could have. It's already specified, and it's specified in very clear terms. It allows, through the intergovernmental conference, the Dublin government to put forward views and proposals.
That's not going to be enough for nationalists, is it?
Well, sorry, that is what the Belfast Agreement says.
It's not going to be enough, Jim. You know that.
Oh, I see. So when we're dealing with unionists, you just have to bow down and accept an Irish Language Act. But when we're dealing with nationalists, we adopt this philosophy, it's just not going to be enough. Let me tell you, that is what the agreement says. It says views and proposals, but the decisions are made by the sovereign government. And if they want the Belfast Agreement, then they have to have it in all its parts. And that's what it says about the British-Irish Conference. Views and proposals. Nothing more than that. And therefore, all this nonsense that is talked about, oh, we have to move to joint authority, we've got joint guarantors. Sorry, we've got an agreement said to be international in its import, which declares the role of the Dublin government is views and proposals.
Jim Allister, thank you very much indeed.